Hello everyone. My name is Ria Winters. I'm a Dutch historian and I'm doing research into the life and work of South African writer Karel Schoeman. What you are about to hear is part of an interview that I did with Friar Brandon Ford, who was a fellow student of Schoeman when they were both in the Franciscan Seminary in Galway in Ireland in the early 1960s. Father Ford now lives in El Salvador, where he is a priest working among the locals. You will recognize the noise of the birds in the background as being exotic, and that's because he is in El Salvador and I conducted the interview from my home in the Netherlands via Skype. We could not see each other, so the question and answer is mediated through the sense of hearing. When we speak of he or him, we are referring to Karel Schoeman. So here's me talking to Brandon Ford, the friar in blue jeans, as they call him over there. I corresponded with him the last 3 years of his life. So
that's great. Yeah,
we were always sort of writing, and then all of a sudden he just passed away. And so I felt really bad. And I was very glad to be able to talk to you anyway. So, but I went to see Liam McCarthy in Killarney, and he sent you the email. But Karel asked for you in March 2016. He wrote. He wrote me an email, and he said, "I've been trying to get in contact with the Franciscans in Dublin, but they won't write back to me." So he asked me if I wanted to send them an email for an inquiry, because I work at the University of Amsterdam. And he said, if they see you're from the university, they might reply. But they didn't. So it was terrible because I think he wanted to talk to you for one last time because he had such great memories of you.
That's very sad. No, it just feels very sad. That,
yeah.
You know, that they didn't reply, because I would have loved to. Or especially, you know, when he died afterwards, and how he died, I was just, he took his own life.
He had
it prepared and that. So that's very sad now that we couldn't talk, you know. I'm very sad about that,
It is very sad. And he was also he also lived in Scotland. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Did you lose contact completely afterwards?
We did. We lost contact. I went to Rome and lost contact. And the other thing was, I had just a feeling that we met up for a short time in Mercy Sea, but many years ago, one time when I was home. I'm just trying to now to think, or did somebody tell me, you know, that he was asking for there, Karel Schoeman, you know. So that's a kind of just a bit of a blur, but that'll be a good while ago, you know. Cause like when I go home on holidays, you'd be meeting a lot of people, and, you know, that they'd be coming in the kind of center house, you had a band of huge movement coming and going.
Yeah.
So you kind of get mixed up with who you know or who you didn't see. But I do remember that I had some kind of contact with him, whether it was by people telling me that he was there or that we actually talked, but that had been a kind of a group at the table, you know, personally.
Well, he was back in Ireland in 1970 and in 1973.
Yeah, it could have been around that time.
Okay, and he also was in Rome around 1976 for a short visit, but you might not been there.
No, I wasn't there. I was in Rome from.
Yeah, are you still there?
Well, 64 to 60.
Oh yeah, no, you would have missed him. But another question. So when you were together in Galway, did he attend the lessons the whole year through?
He did, as far as I know, as far as I can remember. Certainly while I was there and while he was there, he, my time with him, he attended the lecture, always did, yeah.
Okay, I just came across it when I was in the library in Killarney, and I was going through the years of 1962 and 61, and geez, there was this picture, so this was amazing. Because nobody knows what Karel Schoeman looked like when he was younger, because he burns all his papers and everything.
He was very decided, like, when he decided to do something, like, I read, because I looked him up, after you got in touch with me, you know, I went into the internet with his name, and, like, he was so, in a sense, cold or efficient in a sense of, what he decided for how he was going to die, you know.
Yeah.
And saying he attempted once, and you know, like that. Now, I can be like that when he decided to do something. I'm going to get rid of my papers, and he gets rid of the papers. I can understand that, because I remember when he was learning Irish, we had to speak Irish going down to the college. We had to speak Irish, go down to University College Galway. And so the two of us were together. And when he was starting, I mean, he obviously had very little Irish, but he would insist on speaking Irish.
It was kind of very frustrating.
I said, for God's sake, Karen, let's talk English. This is a torture.
and this is so funny.
He spoke, and there's a photograph of him, and the Franciscan should have it, where he met the Prime Minister, the Taoiseach of Ireland. Like, he was the President of Ireland.
Actually, that little piece is in his diary. I read that in his diary. Yeah.
Well, there's a photograph of him with De Valera, and I think it came out on the national papers. You know, this man from South Africa,
okay,
who was speaking, was learned Irish and speaking. Oh, yeah, came up with it. It did, I'm sure. Because I can remember that, you know. It was a kind of huge, not surprise, but admiration for somebody who came, you know, the papers, and learned the language.
Yeah.
And here he was speaking the president of Irish. Yeah.
I must go and have a look, because when I was in Killarney, I only looked through the Carryman. And it wasn't in there.
No, probably wasn't in the Carryman. I don't know what paper it is now. Probably would be in the Irish Press that still isn't there. But that photograph should be something.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a look for that. Thanks for that. You're actually the only one that has a connection to his younger years. Because everybody else that I know only knows him from his later years, from when he was, you know, older and living in South Africa.
Yeah.
So you're the only one. Were there any other South Africans that you know in
there was. Oh, there was. And one now is Cardinal, he is the Archbishop of Durban. He was my year. Wilfred Napier.
And oh, right. That. Yeah.
So and Carl came from the apartheid system, right? And he never talked about it. But whether he had this, now you're suddenly living in a new world from him, where he's in a house where he's living with a black South African. Now, this has been all foreign to him. Now, I've never found, he never criticized anything like that. He'd be very discreet. What actually felt, I don't know. But at times he would have come, and at that time the Dutch Reformed Church would be very in favor of apartheid, you know.
But
you never saw them like his friends. But we were about 40 people, you know, so you're not going to be friends with everybody. And Carl wasn't the type of person to go in to sit down and have a chat, you know, that type of thing. Carl would never be knocking on your door and say, let's go for a walk and have a chat. Like,
no.
He wasn't that type of person, just that type of thing. So that was it, that win for a neighbor. Now, it'll be interesting if you get in touch with him. He's a very nice fellow. He's my year, and I kind of know him well. And he's the Archbishop of Durban.
All right.
He's a cardinal, too, is it? So he's...
All right.
He would have memories of that time with Carl.
Uh-huh.
And he could give you another insight into Carl as a young fellow.
Okay, I'll try and get in touch with him. He lived in Amsterdam from 68 to 1973, and he was working at the library. And then all of a sudden, because that's the way he went about, all of a sudden he decided he didn't want to do that anymore. And then I think he returned again to South Africa, but then he went to Scotland, and he has been working there for 3 years as a nurse.
As a nurse?
Yeah. So he was working in a hospital, with elderly people, so he did sort of, very heavy nursing work there. Yeah. Uh-huh. And in the meantime, he kept on writing. Over the years, in his whole life, he wrote more than 100 books.
He did not, did he?
He did, yeah. So I think he was once close to the Nobel Prize and everything. If you see the amount of books and the novels that he wrote, they're really incredible. It's a pity they are just in Afrikaans.